Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey Bia's research grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoor Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Today I want to discuss this invasive species called the spotted lanternfly. Well, the spotted lanternfly, on my farm early spring, I'm out there with my grapevines, and I noticed these, and again, it was an insect I had never seen before, so I didn't know if what I was looking at was a nymph or an adult. And if, quite honestly, I'm looking at an insect that's, man, this is really cool looking, but what is it? So I do my investigation, and I find out that that is the nymph of the spotted lanternfly. I know that it's an invasive species. I know that it needs to be controlled. So then I began to do some of my research with it. I spoke to the viticulturist from Unionville Vineyards. They're the ones who pruned. I had a chat with Rachel about it, and then I continued. And I reached out to learn more. Typically, I'd go to the Rutgers Extension. I'm a Rutgers graduate. But the Penn State University Extension, their extension, is going right after this because this was first found in Pennsylvania. So a lot of my research and data today for the show comes from the Penn State Extension. And they have been researching the solutions and the problems because this is also an economic problem because it attacks many, and you'll see some of the fruit trees, etc. So we've got to be careful with this insect and the control of it. This Penn State Extension states that the spotted lanternfly uses piercing, sucking mouthparts to feed on the sap from over 70 million species. So they're not just attacking fruit-bearing trees, but all these different species. As a spotted lanternfly feeds, the insect secretes a substance called honeydew. This sugary substance can attract bees, wasps, and other insects. The honeydew also builds up and promotes the growth for sooty mold. This is a fungus, which can cover the plant and the forest understories. This causes the plants to be, you know, basically become black, and obviously there's less photosynthesis. I don't typically read, but that's what I read directly from the Penn State Extension. And I'm going to say this, that as you're looking at these spotted lanternflies, and I'll get to the adults and what they look like, it is so important that we have an understanding of where they came from, and I'll discuss that, what they look like, because always identifying a problem, you got to be specific about it, and then how to eradicate it. So this honeydew that's on top, so I'll go back to what Penn State was speaking about on the plant. I actually had to put fly traps out right above my grapevines, and they are completely filled with flies. I also, again, because my raised bed gardens, and you can listen to the podcast shows on that, they are near my grapevines, which is, they're both in separate deer enclosed areas. Well, the amount of Japanese beetles that are out right now, I have Japanese beetle traps out there to collect them. And it's funny, in a day's time, they are just simply filled up. Well, here's my thought. And again, I need to see if this is true. Is some of that honeydew attracting also the Japanese beetles? Don't know if there is a correlation between that, but that's something that I'd like to know. So we've got to make sure, because Penn State Extension says that the spotted lanternfly will cause, just Pennsylvania alone, it will cost them hundreds of millions of dollars in crop damage. So we've got to, again, that's one state, and we've got to take care of this as a nation. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. Well, the spotted lanternfly is native to Asia. The adults feed primarily on another non-native tree, the tree of heaven, Lanthus altissima. Well, it's funny that this goes back a week ago. So, you know, there's this correlation going in between. And I spoke to you about finding the nymphs. And then eventually I'll discuss the adults on the grapevines. I had put in, when I first moved onto the farm, I built two compost bins, very large ones, because a composting organic gardener, organic farmer that I am. And the branches of the tree right above it, which was Tree of Heaven, they're growing down during the season. So a week ago, I figured I should prune those. I want to get a little bit of sunlight in there, a little bit more aeration going into the compost bin. And as I reach up, I'm on a small ladder, 6-foot ladder, and I reach up to cut and prune some of the branches above the compost bin. They are absolutely loaded with spotted and lanternfly nymphs and adults. And I say loaded everywhere. Ding, ding, Tree of Heaven. Now I put the two together. Oh my goodness. And that's from my learning and my research, and realize that tree, and again, here I am trying, and I am actually replanting trees, because you can listen to one of my previous podcast shows that discuss the emerald ash borer, another invasive species, destroying all the ash trees on my property and on the mountain that I live on, and actually across America, which is one problem. And now all of a sudden, instead of me chasing emerald ash borers, I am now chasing spotted and lantern flies, which tells me that I've got to take down the Tree of Heaven, which doesn't make me happy. But by the volume of what I've seen there, the nymphs and adults, it's going to be all over my farm because of that tree. So let's talk about the identification. We'll talk adults and then we'll talk nymphs. The adults, and they're not very large, and it's hard for me to say this, but they are really, both adult and nymph, are cool looking insects, except I also realize that they're cool looking, but that's the, so to speak, the sugar coat of what they do. So we got to make sure we take care of them. Well, the adults are 1 inch in length. They have different wings. Their forewings are grayish brown with black spots, and the wingtips have a darker brick and mortar pattern to them. The hind wing are red with black spots, and they have a white band and a black tip. Their body is mainly black, but their abdomen, the bottom side, is mostly yellow with black bands on it. So the spotted and lanternfly will lay their eggs in the Tree of Heaven. So now you know why I need to eradicate that tree. They lay them in these eggs in groups of 3 to 50, and then they coat them with like a gray waxy film on top of them. And when that film dries, it looks like dried mud. So it's actually very difficult to really notice that these eggs, and I'll call them egg cases for no better term, are difficult to spot. And they may even lay them, and we've seen this on, you know, outdoor patio furniture, et cetera. It's not their primary source, but people sort of just walk past them because it just looks, I got a little dried mud there, or maybe I should brush it off. So we need to be careful with that. And the eggs are laid in spring. Now the nymphs, when they're born, are black with white spots. And this is when I the first ID them in early spring. And as they mature, you start to see more red appearing on their body, their head, their abdomen, and their wing pads. So you see that there's this progression of color that they're getting, but it's worth it to ID them. And then I started to do my research and saying, okay, what else do they feed on? I know they hit my grapes. Well, they hit blueberries. There are some blueberries, not many, but some blueberries, and they have been hit by them. I have one cherry tree. It's been hit by it. The oaks that are on my farm, and I have many oaks, they've hit some of those. And I have one peach tree, and this is all pre when I purchased the farm. All the blueberries, cherries, and peaches, they were already there. The grapes were already there. So they are also being attacked. So now that you know how to ID them, how can we control this population of spotted and lanternflies? And I'll say, let's see if we can control it on your property or your farm. So this way, all right, and it might be your county park. I'll even go that much further. It might be your town park and discussions, because we're going to try not to use insecticides that have carcinogens inside of them. Most do. So let's talk about this control. Well, the first thing is learning how to ID them, the adults and the nymphs. I've given you this, you know, description so you have a picture in your mind, but I would actually Google the images so that you have a, the photographic memory, that clip of it. So if you ID them, you're walking through your county park or town park, whatever it is, and you see them, you're going to say, they are here. And then the next spot is, well, how do we take care of them? So we're not going to spray insecticides, but we're going to spray insecticidal soap, which is not, and there are some organic insecticidal soaps out there. They will kill the spotted lanternfly, but not cause harm to the environment. You can go on the attack and you can, my word, smush them. Let me tell you, this is time consuming. I went smushing one day on the grapevines and I smushed for hours. But guess what? If that's a control, and I know it is, on a podcast show I did on slugs, I discussed how I controlled my slug population by going on the attack. So there's something there. Well, you're going to have to remove the tree of heaven, specifically the female trees, which have many seed pods on them. And your job is to, now watch this, you cut down a tree of heaven and the root systems grow very deep, sometimes as deep as 20 feet. And what happens is it will then send another offshoots coming up that are going to want to, you know, basically say, excuse me, you took care of mommy. Well, now all of a sudden, so you're going to have to control the population of baby ones popping up. And hey, it's not so difficult, but you got to keep on it of controlling all the baby trees that will come in years to come. Well, how about if we put traps out for them? Well, the Penn State Extension, you can go onto their website, and they have a video on how to make these traps, and they also discuss using sticky bands around the trunks of trees. The problem with sticky bands is, and this is just with all sticky traps, is many times you're, because there are beneficial insects that help us, these beneficial insects will also get stuck on there, and that becomes a problem. Well, we're going to destroy those egg masses, that dried mud-looking substance I discussed before. Easiest way to do that is just, you know, credit card or something, whatever you have, old screwdriver, scrape it up, pop it into a baggie, and put rubbing alcohol in there, and then you will have destroyed the egg masses. Well, we want to continue to learn more about the new methods to control the population of the spotted lanternfly, and as usual, make a difference in protecting and preserving our natural lands across America. Until next time, enjoy life's adventures.
You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.